Today, as we are every Wednesday, we're joined by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. Renee, happy Wednesday. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
To have this conversation with you again.
Yes, I know. It has been quite a few months now since our news director, Brighton McConnell, has taken his weekly beach vacation, but I'm always happy to chat with all of our local leaders and kind of just kicking it off today, we're starting with some news out of state government. You know, we have found out that North Carolina Representative Verla Insko announced today that she's not going to seek re-election next year, which is pretty big news considering that Insko has been representing Orange County since 1997. I was wondering if I could get any of your reaction to that news today.
Well, all I can say is she has done a wonderful job for Orange County, and she's been a champion on so many different issues, such as mental health, and she's paved the way for so many other people, in a sense. I mean, not particularly her position, but, you know, she's been a mentor to so many and served in, as an example, and I think it's fine that she wants to take this time now to spend, you know, take the opportunity to be with family and friends and relax a little bit. So I'm excited for her and for what she plans to do going forward.
I mean, it has been a long, long stint in state government, that's for sure. I can't say I blame her for choosing now for being the time to retire, especially after the past year and a half, heading on 2 years of the pandemic.
Sure. Right. Yeah. It's been tough. Nonetheless, she has continued to be, you know, on the front lines fighting. She's got a lot of respect among, you know, her colleagues. And we have worked on several bills together, you know, in support of Orange County and the municipalities here. So, it's going to be different. But some folks sometimes say, you know, people like Verla Insko, they prepare us for what's next in their own way. So she's been there a long time. Now it's time to give her kudos and someone else pick up the ball and keep rolling with it.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. And Renee, kind of kicking it back to local government, local happenings, we know that the Orange County Commissioners just held one of their meetings on Tuesday, and a lot of big talking points, one of which that I was hoping I could get a little more information on was the property reevaluations and the current ongoing appeals process. What's kind of been the latest like that within the county?
Well, as you know, we extended the appeals process. We could have ended it back in the spring, but we extended it to September 1st. And now the Board of Equalization and Review, as well as the tax office, they're going over these looking at the descriptions, going out into the field. And, you know, the big takeaway is that despite what, you know, the state mandate says that you're supposed to do it this way, yes, we will do it as, you know, we'll do it as required. And at the same time, we need to go out into the field and see what's really happening on the ground. And that was probably the big takeaway for the tax office. Of course, those of us that have been in and around places like Northside, Pine Knolls, Tin Top, and even parts of Hillsboro, or Carborough, we know that what life is like, what the neighborhoods are like, and this is an opportunity for us all now to come together, I think, and look at what the situation is in terms of gentrification, changing land property ownership, and talking about neighborhood preservation. How do we actually do it, and how do we maintain our historic neighborhoods and affordable housing?
And it sounds like it really has been a rather large undertaking, kind of sorting through some of the commissioners' agenda items and key points. It looks like more than 2,000 Orange County residents submitted these appeals. Is that pretty uncommon for a reevaluation year? Is that number kind of higher than it normally is?
To be honest with you, I'm unsure since I don't work in the tax office. But what I will say is that we had you know, almost 200 appeals from the Northside area. And that was because we worked well. And I say we, I talked with Dolores Bailey and George Barrett at the, that, you know, and those are two individuals with their organizations that work right in the Northside neighborhood, and did a very intense, robust outreach program to inform families in the neighborhood about the appeals process and helping them fill out the forms. So I would say that that probably the number there is higher, because we've made a concerted effort, particularly because their rates had gone up in their minds astronomically. And so we want to get to the bottom of that and see what we can do to help. So I would say that in terms of overall, I'm not sure what the numbers are. You know, how they compare to several years ago when we did the reval, but certainly this time with our families that live in the Northside neighborhood, we did see an increase in appeals.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. And Renee, I know appeals definitely weren't the only thing discussed at Tuesday night's meeting. What other highlights are there to share?
Well, we had, first of all, the first meeting of our new commissioner, Anna Richards, and we also did several proclamations, one on suicide prevention, September being Suicide Prevention Month, and actually that's something that we should be concerned about all year long, and the pandemic has heightened, has increased the incidences of suicide and suicide ideation, particularly among young people. And that's quite sobering and sad. And so we really need to pay attention to the signs. And there are, you know, you can go on online, on website to actually find out more about that and what to do. And, you know, particularly if you have a friend or relative or someone that is having a difficult time, you know, we need to check in with each other. This pandemic has made life very, very difficult for a lot of folks. And the isolation, the quarantine, it's difficult. And our young people, never having had to deal with anything like this, of course, a lot of us haven't, but we've been through tough times before. So it's important that we try to, you know, to do our part in helping everyone and being, you know, they say, being there for people. And I will just say that the 800 number is 800-273-8255 or 800-273-TALK. You can also text HELLO to 741-741. And also, if you don't have those numbers and those figures, you know, memorized in your mind, you can simply call 911. Or even take someone to the emergency department. So those are things that we can do to help and to save lives. Another thing that we talked about was preparedness month. And, you know, we're having these disasters with natural disasters with more frequency and intensity. And so it's important to, especially if you've got someone with medical needs, to have what you need on hand so that you can survive, say, maybe 3 or 4 days without electricity. And in fact, the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, our current president, Frank Williams, has stated that his presidential initiative is on preparedness, because he's down there in Brunswick County. And, you know, he woke up one morning and they had like 30 inches of rain. So, you know, and really devastated their area. So this is something we should all be thinking about, and not just in September or even August. There's always a chance of some type of disaster, and even when you look at this pandemic.
Yeah, and those are
two. And the last thing I would, pardon?
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, just in general, those are two extremely timely proclamations that I'm glad were addressed at the Board of County Commissioners meeting and are going to continue to be timely moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just to kind of state something that's more hopeful and happy. It's also, well, in October, full week in October, National 4-H Week, and their theme this year is Spark. And it's amazing what our young people are doing. Jonathan Smith brought on three of the student leaders, and they presented to us and told us what they're doing and all that they're involved in. And, I mean, really impressed us a lot and gave, you know, we had a history of 4-H and found out what these young people are doing. And they really make us proud. And that, I will just say that those young people were Camille Clark, Austin Simpson Miller, and Lauren Hosely.
And you said that's an event that's coming up in the first week of October?
Yes, it's in October, National 4-H Week.
Well, perfect. That is always, thank you. Thank you for ending us on something a little bit more hopeful. Always nice to hear, especially in our news roles. And we are having to look to begin to wrap up, but is there anything else you'd like to add or anything we're kind of looking forward to in the next couple of weeks?
Well, there was another item on the agenda, and that was the Mountains to Sea Trail. We had an update on that, and I'm hopeful that we can continue to move that along so that we can have this walkway or hike, you know, these trails that go from the mountains to the coast. This is something that was started by Senator Howard Lee many years ago, and we're still busy working on several connections, and if we can make those connections, I think it'll be a wonderful thing. And so that people can have a chance to go outside and experience nature and just socialize with one another along with, you know, nature and getting to know the history of North Carolina as they walk these trails.
Definitely, because a large portion or the part that we're talking about in terms of this Mountains to Sea Trail is running through Orange County, right?
Yes. Part of it is going to go through Orange County, and we authorized staff last night to go ahead and send a letter to OWASA and see if we can continue on that collaboration. We've also had landowners to donate easements and you know, to make all those little connections so that we can have nice nature walkways through Orange County and not on the roads necessarily. So we're very hopeful.
Okay, well, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, thanks so much for coming on and chatting with me today.
And nice to talk to you again, and to everyone, have a wonderful week.
The time is now 4:43. Get ready for more News on the Hill coming up after this.